Good day to you all, my people. Let me tell you about two men from our very own village. Not so long ago, their life changed when they shamelessly decided to get involved in the ivory trade.
Thomas!
Yes, man.
I have been asked to do a job, but I need help. Will you help me?
Okay, Amin. What is the job?
It is to take something to Tanzania. We will go on a plane and we will get back. We'll get money.
Money? What will we take?
Thomas, it is not important.
Amin, I want to know.
Don't worry, Thomas. It will be worth it.
Amin, let me be honest. I'm not sure at all. Tell me what it is first.
Okay. It is ivory.
Ivory? Isn't it against the law to have ivory? I'm sure someone went to prison for taking ivory out of Malawi.
Maybe someone went to prison, but I say we do it. Don't you want to be rich?
Of course. But you said we get paid when we come home. How do we even go there? I don't have money for transport.
We will get loans. There are men in the village who can get us money.
Yes, sure they are. But they are not nice men. They get nasty if you don't pay it back.
Listen, when we get back, we will have money to pay them back. I say let's do it.
Well, if you think it is okay, maybe it is okay.
Let's go and get it now.
Then the two men went to get the money and the ivory.
Madam, this is my friend. He has agreed to join me.
Good. I want it all gone. It is not safe to keep it here. If the police find it, I will be arrested. Aye, be careful. I don't want it broken.
We have enough now. The bags are very heavy.
No. Take it all. I want it all taken or you will not be paid.
Sure. I can barely lift it.
Okay, I can get a box from the market for the rest. Okay, we have it all. Now we must get our money and passports and get ready for the airport.
Already?
Yes, we have to move quickly with ivory before anyone finds out.
Good morning, sirs. Have you got your ticket?
No, we need two.
First class or economy? First class is 380,000 kwacha. Economy is 90,000 kwacha.
That is too much. Let's make a deal. I'll give you 40,000 kwacha.
Our prices are fixed, sir.
Don't worry, we have it. Two economy seats, please. I wish I could be in first class, though.
Here are your economy tickets. Please place your bags on the scale. I'm afraid your bags are over the allowed weight. You'll have to pay a fine of 30,000 kwacha.
That is not good. Look at the figure you're giving me. It is too much.
Thomas, don't worry. It's not a problem. I have it here.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy your flight.
Let's go.
Here's gate three. Look at the girl checking passports. She's beautiful.
Yes, she's smiling at us. I think she likes me.
Good morning, sirs. Can I have your passports, please? Ermin Banda and Thomas Benny, please come with me.
What's going on? Do you think we've been caught?
I think she likes me. Maybe she's put us in first class. This is where we have to wait.
I'm sweating. I need a tissue.
Are you feeling okay, sir? You're sweating a lot.
Fine, thanks.
What are you doing? Just use her shirt. She's watching you.
I don't like this.
It's fine. There would be men with handcuffs if you had been caught.
Ermin Banda and Thomas Benny, we are from airport security. Your bags have been confiscated and you are under arrest for illegal trafficking.
No. Don't arrest. We're not guilty. We don't have any ivory in our bags.
I don't say ivory. You have proven your guilt and the long arm of the law will deal with you now.
Is there anything I can do for you? You don't have to do this to me.
You are making things worse. The government rangers from parks and wildlife are on their way. This is a protected species. No one is allowed to kill, buy, sell or traffic any part of this animal.
The two men were then charged with ivory trafficking. They were fined, and instead of becoming rich, they have a debt that they will pay for the rest of their lives, and they were sentenced to 8 years imprisonment. When they were questioned, they were forced to give the name and address of the ivory trader who was also arrested. You should all remember, in the government's plans, Malawi is depending on tourism to bring in foreign currency, and Malawi's wildlife is worth more to us alive than dead. It is part of our heritage.
The ivory trade is illegal. Buying, selling, and trafficking ivory is against the law, and you risk a heavy fine or jail sentence. Any ivory found will be confiscated and destroyed. Don't get involved. If you have any information about the ivory trade in your area, you should contact the authorities.
My name is Bredwin Kumkiedwa. I'm the director of Department of National Parks and Wildlife. As government, really, we are concerned. Like for 2013, up to 36,000 elephants were killed worldwide, and particularly in Africa. Wildlife lost every 15 minutes, for example. And in Malawi, the situation is not different. Our elephants are being massacred, so much so that our national population is declining steadily from 4,000 elephants in the 1980s. Now we are talking of nearly 2,000 elephants, and one important national park is becoming empty of these elephants. Kasongo National Park, whose population was around 300, we are talking at something like 100 elephants only. So indeed, the campaign is supporting the ban of international and domestic ivory trade. Malawi is a good example that we have suspended all domestic trade in ivory. I call upon all Malawians to say no to ivory trade, to say no to poaching, and to report any cases of ivory trade, any cases of poaching that are happening amidst us. You can call the following numbers: 01-759-833, or you can call 0888-4888-999.